Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the discussion related party proposal for approval in the forthcoming AGM of GE T&D India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sushil Mishra. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mikey. Myself, Sunil Mishra. So, good day to all of you. Welcome to today's conference call with the GE T&D India Limited management team here. This conference call has been organized to present and discuss in some details the related party proposals for approval in the scheduled AGM on 10th of this month. Now, let me first introduce my management team available on this call. We have with us Mr. Pitambar Shivnani, who is our Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer. We also have with us Mr. Sushil Kumar, who is the CFO and whole-time director. We have Mr. Manoj Prasad Singh, who is the company secretary. As well as we have Mr. Anshul Madan, who is our communications leader. Please note that this conference call is scheduled up to 6 p.m. I hope you would have received the presentation on the topic and the same we have uploaded it on our website. I would now request Mr. Sushil Kumar, who is our CFO, to take you to presentation on related party proposal in some detail. So over to Mr. Sushil.
Thanks, Sunil. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining today. This call is predominantly for the purpose of taking the investor community through the related party proposal that has been given in the notice to the AGM and will be open for voting now. The similar call was done last year also, wherein we explained the nature and purpose of these transactions. There was a short 2-3 pager presentation which has been sent to everyone or to the stock exchange. Hope everyone has got a copy of that. I'm first on the page 2 of the presentation, which summarizes all the items mentioned in the proposal number 8, 9, and 10 of the notice to the exchange. There are three proposals. The first proposal is for the intercompany borrowing and deposit, which is a cash pool arrangement with the GE Industrial India Private Limited. The borrowing proposal is up to a maximum limit of 700 crore and the deposit proposal is for a limit of 150 crore. This cash pool arrangement is existing for last few years now, and this helps to optimize the overall cash management and working capital and borrowing position for the organization and save in terms of the borrowing cost to the company. There are details in the next page when of the benefits and the key terms and conditions of these proposal, and we'll discuss on the next page. The actual utilization depends on the need of borrowing. So if we look at the page 40 of the annual report, that shows how much was the utilization in the last financial year 2021. So while the approval, let's say, is being taken for 700 crore for borrowing, last year we maximum had a utilization of 200 crore. And again, because as you all know that we have been improving in terms of our cash flow management, we have generated cash in last 2.5 years, and the borrowing need have come down. But still to be on a, let's say, on the approval side, we still propose to keep 700 crore because the borrowing cycle keeps moving depending on the status of the project and depending on the particular inventory and receivable build-up cycle, which fluctuates during the year, while overall endeavor at the end of the year is to generate the positive cash. On the deposit side, we had made only a deposit of 15 crore during the year against the limit of 150 crore. So that is proposal number one. The proposal number two is related to the sale and purchase of goods and services and the contracts and arrangement related to any services other than the project-related services. The first item, which is sale and purchase of goods and services for the projects, it's related to two situations. The situation one where GE India Industrial gets a larger contract for setting up of a generation unit of either, let's say, wind or hydro or any other business line from the customer, which include a substation scope, or maybe there is a circumstance of joint bidding along with the GE India Industrial, where the customer wants to award end-to-end contract to the GE company. And the second situation is where the GE T&D gets a contract from the end customer, third-party customer, and there are certain equipments or products which we need to buy from the GE India Industrial Private Limited. These are basically the projects which may come in the future. There are no as such existing arrangements for which we are thinking, but as the tender pipeline keeps building, there may be situations where we have to bid for that. And if you see the last year number, there, while we had made bids for a few contracts, we could not get the contracts awarded to GE. So the actual utilization was quite low. We had only 7 crore rupees of sale order received from the GE India Industrial. But nonetheless, keeping in mind the projects in the pipeline and the future opportunities, the proposal of 250 crore of related party transaction has been continued in the proposal, as also continued from the update. The second item in this is the support services, where the IT-related services are shared, or travel-related portal or center of excellence-related services are shared. So they are non-project-related activities. We are continuing to seek approval of 150 crore in line with the last year. Against this, last year the actual utilization was less than 50 crore. The third proposal in the list is the sharing of facilities and office spaces and facility arrangements wherever there is a redundancy of space at the GTND, which can be used to save the cost and operating efficiencies for the company, or generally in need of getting the small offices at some other states where GTND doesn't have a presence, but maybe the GIP has a presence, and we can leverage the available facility at a better cost and operating efficiency. So these are the three proposals which have been summarized on page one. Page two, which is specifically talking about the cash pool, the limits sought for approval are same. The benefits of borrowing are that through cash pool are that these are available as additional source of funds. These are not secured. The rate of interest is pretty much bad. As per the industry or market practices, duly benchmarked as per the transfer pricing rules. The good features are that there is no minimum tenure of borrowing. These are on demand, utilized depending on the need that we have. There is no fixed tenure, as most of the banking companies are now putting up a minimum tenure of the borrowing. Can be repaid without any penalty earlier also. And it's actually a daily sweep balance. And the last thing is that it gives us a better flexibility to play between the cost of funding from bank as well the cost of funds from bank as well as the GE India Industrial or cash pool, whichever is best for the organization. Similarly, on the lending side, the funds are deposited at the end of the day surplus balance. There is no minimum tenor. It can be called at any time on demand. The bank rates are benchmarked to the industry practices and the transfer pricing rules and so on. Moving to the last page, specifically talking about sale and purchase of goods and services. So these projects where we can bid jointly along with GE IAPL, this gives us additional opportunities to grow the business if the customers need the GE entities to bid together. The transactions are done at the arm's length basis, and the due approval is taken from the board of directors as per the RPT process also. Similarly, on the purchase side, whenever we have the best product and services needed specifically for the third party contract from the GE India Industries Private Limited. The same is acquired or secured basis the arm's length policy. The other services, non-project related, are mostly there. There are facilities set up by GE India Industrial Private Limited, which leverage the volume on the volume for entire GE entity and helps to negotiate a better rate from the supplier, which is then charged to the company on the actual basis or in some cases the cost plus markup according to the transfer pricing rules. Most of these centers of excellence give us the flexibility of the volume usage also. I mean, there is no minimum commitment or minimum time period of using of these services and can be also used as per the need of the company. And I already talked about the sharing of common facility, which is the last point on the page 3. So these are the rational transactions which we wanted to share with the investor community so that they can evaluate as well with due voting in the upcoming AGM. And also we wanted to clarify and once again reiterate that these are the continuation of the existing proposal from the last year. No change or increase has been proposed compared to the last year. So with that, we'll open up for questions if any from the investor community, and we'll be happy to answer.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone.
So I guess there are no questions, and these are kind of repeat resolution, but nonetheless we thought that it will be good to share the rationale and share the thought process and give an opportunity to the investor community to ask any questions if they have, and which is probably not clear to the agent, which is already detailed enough, and that's why we have this call today. But if no questions, I guess maybe we can close the call. And thanks to everyone who has joined the discussion today.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of GETND India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.